the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure, and provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear Muslims all around the world, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on special days of the month of Muharram. Accept our condolences on these days. Due to the month of Muharram, we want to look at the way of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad.
Forever in our hearts and in our minds, I swear to Allah, unto my
Today, Tuesday, is the 1st of Muharram, 1443, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Mordad, 1400, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of August, 2021, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As this series of today's special, we'll listen to a short commentary of some part of Ziyarat Ashura.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله السلام عليك يا خيرة الله وابن خيرته السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور
Peace be upon you, O Abu Abdullah. Peace be upon you, O son of the Messenger of Allah. Peace be upon you, O son of the commander of the faithful and the son of the leader of the inheritors of the Prophet. Peace be upon you, O son of Fatima, the leader of the women of the entire universe. Peace be upon you, O the one who was killed and whose blood was not yet been avenged and whose avenging is in the hands of Allah. And peace be upon you, the son of the one who was killed and whose blood has not yet been avenged. And peace be upon you, O the one who was alone, an individual.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
O son of the commander of the faithful. To reveal how brilliant is the origin of Imam al-Hussein, verses 19 and 20 of Surah al-Rahman come to mind. He merged the two seas, meeting each other. There is a barrier between them, which they do not overstep. Chapter 55, verses 19 and 20. Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, Ali and Fatima are two deep seas of knowledge, none of who oversteps the other. From them emerge the pearl and the coral, who are Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Peace be upon them.
Hussein al-Gharib al-Gharib al-Hussein Hussein al-Shahid al-Shahid al-Hussein Hussein al-Gharib al-Gharib al-Hussein Hussein al-Shahid al-Shahid al-Hussein
On today's special, we'll look at the path of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. On reaching Karbala, a point where they have been forced to discontinue their journey and to disembark on the orders of Ibn Ziyad, Imam stood up to address his companions. In that sermon, he declares that life under tyranny is not worthy of men unless the people rise in an attempt to restore the higher values. Don't you see that what is true and right is not acted upon, and what is false and wrong is not forbidden? In such a situation, the man of faith yearns for the meeting with his Lord. Indeed, in such conditions, to me, death is happiness, and life under the yoke of tyrants is a disgrace.
Thank you.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi Nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about the path of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated his movement, the basic philosophy of his movement, in a number of ways, several times. However, we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam expressed it quite clearly in his testament that he wrote and addressed it to his youngest brother Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya. In it, he indicated that إِنَّمَا تَخْرَجْتُ لِطَلَبِ الْأَصْلَاحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّي. I've started this movement in order to come up with a reform in the community of my grandfather, that is, in the community of the Prophet of in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he indicated, أريد أن أمر بالمعروف وأنهى عن المنكر. I intended to invite people to doing good and to prohibit them from committing the detestable. Now we find that, inviting people to do good and prohibiting them from doing the detestable can be generalized, and the scope of these two notions should be broadened. These notions, the notion of doing good and detesting committing the forbidden, shouldn't be interpreted in individual terms, to individual tasks. Rather, doing good can be both individual and social, and committing the detestable may also be both individual and social. So we find that those people who feel a kind of responsibility and a kind of mission in order to guide the people, to the right path, they would simply be individually those, among those people who invite all, who invite everybody to doing good. But at the same time, they themselves practice whatever they preach. And at the same time, we find that this type of, inviting people to doing good must be changed into a common culture, a shared culture. It means that everybody, one by one, all individuals in all human communities should feel a kind of responsibility toward inviting people to doing good and prohibiting them from committing the detestable based on Islamic religious standards.
Imam Hussein's patience. Of course, this is easier said than done. What Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam did was an extraordinary feat. That is to say, the dimensions of his action are far more than what we estimate. We usually ignore aspects and details. Once I spoke about Imam al-Hussein's patience. His patience was not limited to enduring thirst or seeing his companions being killed. These things are relatively easy to tolerate. The kind of patience that is difficult to practice is to listen to influential, aware, and respectable people who keep creating doubts and telling you that what you are doing is dangerous and wrong. Who did those things? People like Abdullah Zubair and Abdullah Abbas. A person who decides to stand up against such statements, such temptations, such doubts, and such efforts to bend Sharia is not dissuaded from continuing his path. Such a person is the one who can give rise to such a great transformation.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Lessons from Karbala. Don't accept humiliation. In one of his speeches, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, said that The authorities in Kufa had given him only two options, humiliations or death. He carried on saying, "And we do not accept humiliation." A tradition reported by Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, records that other than not accepting humiliation, Almighty Allah has given to believers a choice in all matters.
Now, the hadith of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, "Ma jafat ad-dumu' illa liqaswat al-qulub." Sometimes we find it so hard to cry. I'm seeing, for example, a tragedy, a child dying on TV or in real life. Or for example, I hear a very sad story. Or I'm worshipping Allah and I see others are crying, shedding tears, but I can't. I hear the tragedy of Imam Hussein. Everyone's crying. I cannot cry. The Imam says, "Ma jafat ad-dumu' illa liqaswat al-qulub." He says, when you find it that you can't cry, one main reason may be because you have a hard heart. It's like stone. And when your heart is hard, nothing will penetrate it. If your heart wants to be affected, it has to be soft. Words, stories affect it. It has to penetrate your heart. But when your heart is like stone, nothing will penetrate it, correct? The words will leave. I may admonish you. I may tell you some stories. I may try, for example, to move you, emotionally change you. But nothing affects you because your heart is like what? It's like stone. So he says, "Ma jafat ad-dumu' illa liqaswat al-qulub." When the heart's hardened, we find it difficult to cry. And then the question comes here. So why is my heart hard? The Imam says, you can't cry because your heart is hard. So why is my heart hard? The Imam then says, "Wama qasat al-qulub illa likathrat al-dhunub." One main reason why some of us have a hard heart is because of the excess amount of sins that we perform. When we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left and right, we don't care about what's haram, what's halal, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gradually my heart will harden until it becomes like stone. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadi wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. Thank you for joining us till this moment, the end of today's special from IRIB English Radio. May Allah increase our rewards of our mourning for Imam al-Hussein and let us be one of the companions of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Till another episode of today's special, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Salam, and today on the start of the morning month of Muharram, we start the day by pondering upon a wise saying from the immortal martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace upon him. Whoever uses symbolism in religious matters will always remain in confusion, deviated as he stumbles off the right path, sticking to deviation wherever he goes, straying off the right course and saying bad and worthless things.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/EN.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Abil Qasim al Mustafa Muhammad wa ala Ahli Baytihi at-Tayyibin at-Tahirin al-Ma'sumin. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. I send my condolences to the entire Muslim Ummah, especially the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, on this being the beginning of the month of grief, the month of lamentation, the month of using this grief and lamentation in order to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is important. The objective is not the tears. The tears, the lamentation, the majalis is all a means towards reaching the ultimate goal. Karbala in the day of Ashura was not the goal of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. It was a means. It was a means to reach the ultimate goal, which is liqa Allah, that union with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the most important things that the Imams have mentioned during this month for us to perform is the crying of Imam al-Hussein alayhi wa salam. And no Imam knows this better than Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, Imam Zayd al-Abidin, who used to say, any believer who cries over Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam with even one tear running down his cheek will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that tear. Just one. You know, some people, alhamdulillah, are able to cry a lot. Crying itself has, or is rather, a great means towards reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially in this month, and especially over Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So even one tear running down his cheek will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that tear. He will be made to dwell in rooms in paradise. The hadith doesn't say that the imam or this person who cries one tear will be given a particular room. No, rooms, according to the translation in front of me, in paradise, where he will stay, you know, forever. Because, you know, once a person enters into paradise, there's no way he's coming out. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that during this holy month, this month of lamentation, that we are able to truly shed tears. And we shed those tears with the direction of attaining the specific and, you know, beautiful glance of Imam Hussein alayhi wa sallam upon us. And that we are able, therefore, to gain the special attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on the blessed days of Ramadan, the month of Allah. I hope that your acts of worship are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm your host Mahdi, and we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of this program. I'm very happy to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is the spring of Quran. And as you know, during Ramadan, almost all Muslims try to recite the Noble Quran, and they try to finish recitation of at least one juz every day. Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam says that the reward of recitation of one verse of the Noble Quran in the month of Ramadan is equal to the recitation of the whole Noble Quran. And of course, listening to the recitation of the Noble Quran has got a lot of rewards too. In a program, Let's Recite the Quran, each day we are going to listen to recitation of a few verses of a specific juz. But before it, we are going to talk a little about the surah or chapters included in that juz and their reward for those who recite those verses. After recitation, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze the recitation and the recited verses.
Besides these segments, we have got some other interesting Quranic parts which are going to be presented to you. So, dear audience, stay tuned. Dear audience, today on the 16th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, we are going to listen to the recitation of a few verses of a surah included in Juz 16 of the Noble Quran. Juz 16 includes the rest of Suratul Kahf and two other complete surahs, 19th surah, Suratul Maryam, with 98 verses, and Suratul Taha with 135 verses. Suratul Maryam was revealed in Mecca, and it is called Maryam because it narrates the story of Lady Mary, or Maryam, the Virgin Mother of Jesus Christ. It contains the story of some prophets too. Suratul Taha, the 20th surah of the Noble Quran, was also revealed in Mecca, and it includes the stories of prophets Adam and Moses.
Okay, Brother Mahdi, we talked about Suratul Kahf, so let's talk about one surah in this juz, Surah Maryam. Mm-hmm. It's been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who said that whoever continuously or continually recites Surah Maryam will not leave this world except that Allah will make him needless of wealth and children. And on the Day of Judgment, he will be among the followers and companions of Jesus Christ. And he will have great glory in the hereafter. And in the hereafter, the glory, wealth, and power which Prophet Solomon had in the world will be given to that person if he continuously recites this surah.
What do you mean by continuously, brother?
It means that, for example, they very much like this surah, and they recite it very much on a daily basis.
Once a week, or
once, or for example, we could say twice a week, or thrice a week,
mm-hmm.
And because some people they become fond of certain surahs,
uh-huh.
And they like to read it a lot. For example, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, it's recommended that you recite it every day after the Isha prayer,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of pious and religious people, they do this. They recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah every day.
Inshallah.
Surah Maryam could also be recited every day. You know, because, you know, these narrations, in fact, tell us that if you recite, if you want to have these benefits, you should recite these surahs a lot. For example, every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that difficult to recite one surah every day, because, you know, Surah Maryam is less than one juz.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually it's recommended that you recite one juz
every day,
especially in the month of Ramadan.
Inshallah, we manage to do it.
Inshallah.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. Now it's time to listen to the recitation of verses 1 to 9 of Surah to Maryam in Juz 16 of the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كافها يا عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله رب رضيا يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا وقد بلغت من الكبر عتيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا
كتاب الله كتاب الله
Dear audience, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 1 to 9 of Surah to Maryam in Juz 16 of the Noble Quran. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Yes, sure. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. At the beginning of this surah, the first verse, we have huruf muqatta'a, where you have to pronounce the name of the letters. So it's important that you learn first the name of every letter in Arabic.
In Arabic, yeah.
Of course, not every letter in the Arabic language is huruf muqatta'a. We don't have, for example, fa, or what else? We have ra, but do we have za?
Not sure.
We don't have za. So we don't have all of the letters as huruf al-muqatta'a.
However, it's better to know the name of the letters.
If you know the name of the letters, it's better. Kaf. Kaf. Ha, ya, ayn, sad. Why is it that only three letters have mad? Madul lazim. Do you know why? Okay, for example, we have kaf. Why is it that we have to lengthen kaf to six vowel counts?
Because actually the name of the letter kaf consists of three letters, and the letter in between is alif, and the final letter will become sakin. So mad takes place.
Yes,
madul lazim.
Yes, that's right. And the cause of the mad is sukun. And that is why ha and ya don't have mad, because there is no third letter that is sakin. We have two letter name for ha and ya. And then we have ayn, which is madul lim. You have to lengthen again to six vowel counts. And we have ikhfa of nun sakina, ayn sad. At the end, you have to apply the ikhfa of the nun sakina, because the name of the letter ayn has a nun sakina at the end.
At the end, yeah, and it comes to a letter of ikhfa that is sad,
which is sad.
Okay, now let's talk about the other idgham.
And sometimes idgham takes place. For some huruf al-muqatta'a, idgham takes place, such as alif lam mim, which is
called idgham al-mutamathilan, I think.
Right.
That is two same letters.
That's right. Idgham al-mutamathilan. Then we have dhikru. Dhikru. We have the kaf, which is sakin. We have to hear the clicking sound of kaf. If you say dhikru, dhikru, that's incorrect. Dhikru. In the phrase nida'an khafiyya, we have matul muttasil. We have nida'an, which is a long vowel followed by
a hamza.
A hamza in the same word.
So that is conjunct mad.
It's a conjunct mad. You could lengthen it to four or five vowel counts. This reciter lengthened it to five vowel counts.
and then after Tanwin we have Kha.
Yes, and then we have Ilhar of Nun Sakina.
Yes, so that is a letter of, which is a letter of Ilhar.
Ilhar. Akum bidu'aika. Here we have Iqlab of Nun Sakina, which means you have to pronounce the Nun like a Mim Sakina that has Ikhfa.
Mm-hmm.
So Iqlab takes place whenever there is a Nun Sakina followed by the letter Ba.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one letter for Iqlab, and that is
Ba.
Yes. And like I said, you have to pronounce the Nun like a Mim, but not a normal Mim Sakina. A Mim Sakina which has Ikhfa. What is Ikhfa of Mim Sakina? It means that you don't completely close the mouth while pronouncing Mim.
There should be a space for the lips.
It should be a little bit open, we could say this. Mm-hmm. The mouth should be a little open. Akum bidu'aika. Akum. See, you could hear even the sound is different. If you say akum bidu'aika,
that is completely nasal.
You could actually distinguish the sound that mm-hmm. This is not iqlab, this is not ikhfa of mim sakina. And it's said that the space between the lips should be very little.
As much as
for a thin sheet of paper between the lips. Of course, not literally, but they say this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio, for staying with us. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. I hope that you've enjoyed it. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please don't forget to pray for us during the blessed hours of Ramadan. May Allah bless you all. Have a nice time and goodbye.
سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن. When your horse returns to our camp riderless
أزور سيدي معتمدي ورجاي
The ocean of dua
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي
I did us to fend for ourselves Hussein, Hussein the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Ya Aba Abdullah, laqad azmati ar-raziya wa jallati al-musiba bika alayna. جلت
وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات.
Within the previous years, dear listeners, we have discussed many verses of this ziyara, ziyaratul ashura, and we have talked about this radiant ziyara and its interpretations. We have reached this verse, وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام. And the calamity on us and all the enthusiasts of Islam because of what befell on you is great and severe. We talked about the magnitude of this tragedy that Imam Hassan alayhi salam, addressing his brother, says, لا يوم كيومك يا أبا عبد الله. There is no day like your day, O Abu Abdullah. And in some traditions, we read, indeed, the day of the martyrdom of Hussein is a day of greater calamity than all other days. Anyway, the verse continues, وَعَلَى جَمِيعِ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ, and on all the members of the enthusiasts of Islam. So not only this calamity is severe for us, but it is also severe and great for all the members of enthusiasts of Islam. So this part says, وَعَلَى جَمِيعِ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ, all the enthusiasts of Islam. This construction, أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ, denotes that those who are intimate and attached to Islam feel the greatness of this calamity. As some of the lexicographers say, the literal meaning of the word ahl is uns, an intimacy, together with specifically relationship and attachment. So the word ahl al-bayt refers to the people of a house. They are together, they are intimate, they are attached, and they have a very specific relationship to the house. That is why they are called Ahlul Bayt. So, when we say that the loss and calamity is great on all the Ahlul Islam, وَجَلَّتْ وَعَظُمَتِ الْمُصِيبَةُ بِكَ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى جَمِيعِ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ, we actually mean that all those who really have intimacy, really have attachment and relationship with Islam, suffer from this great loss and calamity. This is where we must try to analyze ourselves and see whether we are from the Ahlul Islam or not.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It could be inferred from this part of Ziyarah Ashura that one of the most important criteria to be known from the people of Islam, from the enthusiasts of Islam, is to feel the greatness of this calamity, to feel how severe that calamity was. It could be said that the main reason why the Ahlul Islam must express their sorrow is that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the epitome of Islam. Naturally, therefore, all the lovers of Islam would tangibly feel sorrowful when any kind of calamity befalls him. And it could be the reason why Imam Baqir alayhi salam, describing the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, says, وَنَحْنُ مَوَادِعُ الرِّسَالَةِ We are the places of the divine message. وَنَحْنُ الدِّينَ We are the religion. In another tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam informs his companion Dawood, يَا دَاوُد نَحْنُ الصَّلَاةُ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ We are the prayer or salat in the book of Allah, the invincible, the exalted. وَنَحْنُ الصِّيَامُ وَنَحْنُ الْحَجُّ وَنَحْنُ الشَّهْرُ الْحَرَامُ We are the poor rate. We are the fast. And we are the sacred month. وَنَحْنُ الْبَلَدُ الْحَرَامُ وَنَحْنُ كَعْبَةُ اللَّهِ وَنَحْنُ قِبْلَةُ اللَّهِ We are the sacred city. And we are the Kaaba of Allah. And we are the Qibla of Allah. So these traditions inform us that the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt were epitomes of religion. So the love for religion in the true sense and meaning is love for them and vice versa. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. I suppose that would be enough for now. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones by the light of Imam al-Hussein and other infallible Imams. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman, Allah, who is Al-Mannan.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Dear listeners, this is your host, Musa Al-Bahadili, coming to you from your program, Q&A on Islamic Beliefs, broadcasting to you from IRIB English Radio. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend, Sheikh Murtada Karimi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Our topic today is a continuation of the previous program's topic, which dealt with one of the claims by our Sunni brothers and the Wahhabis, wherein they reference the chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Fath, verse 18, which is as follows. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايَعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Our Sunni brothers, they say that this is a clear indicator that all of the companions of the Prophet were righteous and truthful. And we discussed previously that, one, there is a criteria in this verse, and our Sunni brothers, they claim that this is a clear proof of the righteousness of the companions of the Prophet. But we answered, but we raised some few points, one of them being that there's a criterion in this verse, which is as follows. We said, Rabbul Amin, he says in the Holy Quran, Anil Mu'mineen, which is the believers, which excludes quite a few people. Naturally, we also know from historic sources that there are many doubters of the oath or of the treaty between the Prophet and the polytheist of Mecca. Dear Sheikh, please enlighten us further.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So what you mentioned was one of the points that we mentioned, al-Mu'mineen excludes the companions who were not true believers in the Prophet on that very day, and we mentioned some narration in this regard. The second point was that even if we accept that the verse is talking about the righteousness of the companions, it is only limited to those people present on that very day, which is only 1,300 to 400 people, not all the 120,000 companions of the Prophet. And the third point is also taken from one of the words of this verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين. Allah is pleased with the believers when إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة. When or because they paid allegiance to you under the tree. Now the word "eth" in this verse is very meaningful. It requires that the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with these mu'mineen is only limited to their action on that very day. So that bay'ah of them is something good, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. Doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them till the end of their life? Not necessarily. إِذْ يُبَايَعُونَكَ Allah رضي الله Allah is pleased. But why? When? إِذْ يُبَايَعُونَكَ Because they paid you the allegiance.
So this satisfaction from Allah is time-specific.
It's conditional. It's based on the fact that they paid allegiance to you, and this action is...